Here's something that might surprise you. Your dentist could be the person who saves your life, and not just from cavities. With oral cancer affecting 54,000 Americans annually and a survival rate of only 57%, dental visits are becoming our first line of defense against a silent killer.
That's such a striking statistic. What made you start looking into this topic?
Well, I had this eye-opening experience at my recent dental appointment, where they took extra time to explain their oral cancer screening process. You know what really got me? The fact that most people have no idea their routine cleaning could be so crucial for early detection.
I'm curious about how they approach such a serious topic during what most people think of as just a regular checkup.
That's exactly what impressed me. They found this perfect balance. They take just 2 to 3 minutes to explain what they're screening for, using clear, simple language. No fear-mongering, just straightforward information about why it matters.
You know, I've been reading that practices focusing on this kind of comprehensive health education see about 20% higher patient retention rates.
Oh, that's fascinating, and it makes total sense because when patients understand the value of these screenings, they're more likely to keep coming back. My dentist's office has actually transformed how they handle patient education.
What specific changes have they implemented?
Well, they've gone all in on this comprehensive approach. They've got these informative posters up year-round, not just during April's Awareness Month. They're sending educational emails, using social media, and even offering discounted screenings to remove barriers to care.
That kind of accessibility is so important, especially given the statistics you mentioned earlier about survival rates.
Exactly, and here's what's really crucial. Oral cancer doesn't discriminate. It affects people of all ages, backgrounds, and lifestyles. Even non-smokers can develop it, which is why universal screening is so important.
That must change how they approach patient education entirely.
It really does. They talk about risk factors like smoking and alcohol use, but they do it in this non-judgmental way that makes people more receptive. And they're super specific about warning signs. Things like persistent mouth sores, difficulty swallowing, or unexplained numbness.
That kind of detailed guidance really empowers patients to be proactive about their health.
You know what else they're doing? They've created this whole support network. If they find something concerning, they have established relationships with specialists for immediate referrals. They've thought through every step of the patient journey.
That level of comprehensive care planning really shows their commitment to patient health beyond just dental hygiene.
And get this, they're training their entire staff, not just the clinical team. Even the front desk can answer basic questions about screenings. It's created this environment where education is just part of the culture.
That kind of unified approach must really build trust with patients.
Absolutely right. And here's what's really powerful. This approach is literally saving lives. When oral cancer is caught early, the survival rates improve dramatically. It's transformed how I think about routine dental visits.
So what you're saying is that these aren't just cleanings anymore. They're potentially life-saving health screenings.
Exactly. And that's why I think this model of care is so important. It's not just about treating problems. It's about prevention, education, and building long-term relationships with patients. When healthcare providers take this comprehensive approach, everyone benefits.
That really puts things in perspective. A simple dental visit could make all the difference.
Looking ahead, I think we're going to see more practices adopting this model. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about building a successful practice. It's about saving lives through education and early detection.